You're tuned into KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my final guest today is Michelle Elfers, Deputy Director at CBJ Parks and Recreation. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
Sure, thanks for being here. How's everything going at Parks and Rec? How was your year?
Oh, it's been an exciting year. I tell you what, you know, with everything else, there's been lots of unexpected things. Some good, some we hope that are different next year in 2021. We had the CCC program going, which was wonderful. So that was the COVID Conservation Corps, where the Assembly allocated some CARES Act funding to hire locals in Juneau to work on our parks and trails. And so we got a lot of trail work done, which was really exciting all around town, and some park work as well. And then this last few days have been interesting. We've been putting a lot of effort into cleaning up Twin Lakes Park. The mudslide that came down Wire Street just went straight down into part of the park. So,
oh my God, I saw that. That was really crazy.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse. It actually did not impact the playground, which we're so grateful for. But we've spent a lot of time cleaning up the trail, the pathway, the plaza, and the ditches. And it's actually still closed, and it's going to be closed to the weekend. So we're asking people just to stay away from the park for the weekend. We need to get the trail shaped up and safe, and the drainage in a good place with all this rain. So, but we're going to get there, and we're close, and it should be ready for use next week.
Okay. Well, that's kind of a bummer. I go there all the time, but I understand, of course, and I saw it with my own eyes, and it was quite dramatic.
Yes, it was.
Okay, so that's Twin Lakes. I'm glad you mentioned that it's closed this weekend. Good to know. What else is happening?
Well, one of our very exciting things we're doing for the Christmas season is the candy cane hunt. Our department has had a bunch of, I'd say, innovative and fun kind of virtual programs going on for the community throughout this COVID period. And our latest is the candy cane hunt. So what it is it's a way to get people outside and supporting our local businesses downtown. So you can go to our website, and I'll give you the website in a minute, but you can go to our website, print out this candy cane tracker, and then you go downtown, and there's just a bunch, maybe 20 or 30 participating businesses, and they have candy canes in their windows, and you just write down the number. So you go to Ben Franklin's store and write down the number on the candy cane in the window, or Saffron, or Salt, or Shoe Fly, and then you write down the number and you fill out the candy cane tracker and you submit it to Parks and Rec by December 21st at noon, and you get entered in a drawing for all sorts of prizes. And the prizes are actually all ages. I looked at the list earlier, and it's, you know, gift certificates to businesses, and you know, there's some games and toys for kids, but it's really just a wide variety of all sorts of things that adults and kids alike would enjoy. So we're hoping people get out there. I have an 8-year-old daughter, and she has been bugging me all week. And I said, Saturday, we're going Saturday. But it's a fun thing to do. And, you know, this year we really need to, I think, as a community, put our focus into supporting our local businesses. So I think it's a good idea for a lot of reasons.
Absolutely. It sounds like a lot of fun. I have the printed out list. And it looks like there is a mobile phone app that you can use as well.
Yep, you can scan the QR code, and that can be found at the Parks and Rec website. So I'll give a couple websites that you can get this information. So you can go to bit.ly, so bit.ly/2020candycanehunt. And that'll connect you to the tracker and information, or you could just go to our Parks and Rec website. So that's the city website, juno.org, and it's /parksrec. And that'll take you to all the information as well. And if you don't have a printer at home, you can just contact the office and we can mail you a tracker or figure out how to get it to you. So there's lots of ways to participate. The drawing's on December 28th, and there's a lot of prizes. So there's a good chance you'll get one if you participate.
Oh, thanks. That's good to hear. I noticed that some of the businesses have little stars by them. What does that mean?
Oh, thanks for mentioning that. Yeah. So in those businesses, some of them, like the Bear's Lair or Sea Alaska Heritage Store or Mount Juno Trading Post, if you go into those businesses, they actually have an extra little bonus when you're in there. So you walk in, and it might be a little gift. It might be a discount or like a little treat. So that's actually pretty fun because you can get something while you're out and about town.
All right. Well, the hunt is afoot. That's the CBJ Candy Cane Hunt. Thank you, Michelle, for telling us all about that. I think I'm going to have to do it.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Well, what else do you guys have going on at Parks and Rec?
Well, I wanted to take this great opportunity to tell people about some upcoming projects that we're going to be looking for community input on. So we're pretty excited on two park redesign and reconstruction projects that are coming up. And one is the Eagle's Edge Playground. So what happened is there's a subdivision out by JPD, by the police station. It's right off Alloway Avenue, and they have a playground, and it's been a private playground for many years that was established as part of the subdivision. But what the Homeowners Association has decided to do is to donate it to the city and the community. So they're donating the park, which is primarily a playground, as well as $100,000 to upgrade it. So the city has just accepted that. The assembly formally accepted it about a week ago. And what we're going to do is we're going to take that funding, as well as some sales tax funding that had been previously allocated for a park in Lemon Creek, and we're going to bring it up to city standards and make a nice new playground. And it's a really, really neat space. It's got a basketball court, it's got swings, it's got playground equipment, a grassy picnic area. And so we're going to start here soon on that public outreach process to get some ideas for what people want to see, and then design through the spring. So pretty soon people are going to see us putting out some information on how to get us some feedback, and we'll have a community meeting, which will probably be on Zoom until things change. But I just wanted to let people know about that and the generous donation that the Homeowners Association has given to the community. It's pretty neat.
Great. And remind me, where's Eagle's Edge again? What neighborhood?
So it's right next to Juneau Police Department. So it's in Lemon Creek. And if you turn off Glacier Highway, as if you're going to the police department, that's Alloway Ave. And then you turn left off there, and it's on a road called Brittany Place. So it's kind of tucked between Egan Drive and the wetlands, and then Glacier Highway and Lemon Creek.
Okay. Excellent. Well, that sounds like a fun project for your department, and a great thing for the neighborhood. Just a couple minutes left. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with our listeners today?
I do. Thanks for the opportunity. We have one more park project that's upcoming. So Capital School Park, which is downtown, right next to the Capitol building. We are going to be starting a design process for that park. And so we are going to be launching a survey for the community early next week. That survey information will be out on our website, and we'll have a big sign in the park that tells you how to find information about it. But again, our website is juneau.org/parksrec. We had a master plan that had community meetings in 2012 to upgrade the park, but we haven't had an opportunity yet to actually do that work. So since, you know, we've had about 8 years pass, we want to revisit that master plan, find out what people are thinking for the park, how they use it, and what they want to see in it. So we're going to send out that survey. People will have about a month to fill it out. And then we will have a community meeting in January, again, probably through Zoom. And we're going to give people the results of what that survey said, and then kind of get more feedback and talk about what people want to see and start on design development. And we hope to see construction in the next year. So we're pretty excited because that's a really, really used park, an important park in our system. So we're excited to be able to start thinking about reconstruction.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Michelle, for sharing all those exciting plans from CB&J Parks and Recreation. I really appreciate it. We've got to go. Yeah, of course. We're out of time now, but we will talk again the next time you guys have updates and activities and plans to share. So thanks so much for being here today, and have a nice afternoon.
You too. Thank you. Bye. Mm-hmm.